Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Welcome this morning. It is a snowy day here, which is a little bit entertaining because if you go like 2 miles from my house, there is no snow. But we got the snow, and you know what? I'm okay with that. It was fun feeding cows yesterday and the horses. They were like frolicking, and it was something joyful to behold, that's for sure, in our very crunchy world. Very crunchy. How's your peopling going? I'm saying it a little way sassy because holy hay crops. I mean, there's so much crunchiness, whether it's about politics, whether it's about pandemic, whether it's about just, you know, making our way in the world, surviving financial stressors. You know, I have a talent for seeing all sides of a situation. And so one of my gifts is being pretty neutral. I mean, obviously I have my opinions and stuff, but I can also see where other people are coming from and why they have their opinions. And so it's definitely helped me stay busy through everything because I can be supportive no matter what you're dealing with. I have the capability and the grace to see every side of a situation and offer tools and tips. It's just my magic. That's how I roll. And I'm able to, you know, help you with your experiences and situation and transmute it to something that you can handle. Again, that's how my magic works. And the reason that I'm bringing all of this up is because what can happen is even though I know that's how my magic works, I'm confident. I got this. I mean, I've worked hard on understanding all of this, which has led me on this really crazy but cool journey. And so I'm pretty solid in my understandings of who I am, what I'm about, where my integrity lies, all that stuff, right? Yet, even though I am so solid in all of that, I can get sideswiped by empath energy that just feels overwhelming and feel instantly overloaded. My point is here, it's okay. You're not the only one dealing with this, and it is actually happening to you. And it's hard not to take it personally, but I'm going to talk you through this about not taking it personally. And I'm going to give my real-life example from yesterday. So I have a child graduating grade 12 this year. So exciting. It's been a challenging journey for this group of kids. They are incredible. They are so savvy. And they see the world in such a cool way. But it creates a lot of conflict with those in authority. And so it's been bumpy for them, right? It's been bumpy. You know, I've been looking forward to this situation since always, but especially grade 8. When they were all in grade 8 and I worked out of the school with adult literacy and our classroom was right beside theirs, and the teacher they had at that time, who's no longer with our school, is screaming at them constantly, screaming at them with frustration. I mean, for his point of view, he took a job as a teacher when he had been in administration for quite some time because he wanted to be in the area. And it probably wasn't the best choice. It wasn't, actually, because he did take a different position and went back into administration after that year because it just was bumpy. It was incredibly bumpy. Man, I spent a lot of hours helping him, coaching him, supporting the kids. I mean, at one point I took in chocolate chip cookies and bribed them all to do well on a test, and you know what? It worked. And so from then I'm like, you know, when these kids are graduating, it's going to be such an awesome time. Like, it's going to be great because they did it, right? So I've been looking forward to this. But, you know, with the energy of everything, it's crunchy. It's crunchy. And it's not personal. It is everybody's dealing with their own stuff. And people are not always able to be graceful or compassionate because they're so tapped out. I hope that makes sense. So just walking in, and I smile at another parent and child, and I didn't get smiled at back. I kind of got snarled at, and I was like, okay. And I asked my son, well, who was that? And he didn't know either. And I figured out this morning who it was, and now I understand. But at the time, it's like, okay. So I was like, all righty then. This is probably not going to be what I'm hoping it is. Let's be real. I did know that. Hello, being the psychic cowgirl. I knew this was going to be crunchy. Did I know how crunchy? No. Did I tune in 100%? No. What I did is put on my shields so that I didn't get personally affected by what was going on in the room. And I say that, but we all know as empaths that we are personally affected, right? I mean, I get home and I was like, edgy, vibrating a little bit, had trouble sleeping because I was, you know, replaying everything that happened. Could I have done anything differently? But really nothing happened that I needed to do something differently. Oh, I did get snarled at for one thing, and I was like, okay, all righty then, because I don't know the dynamics of people, and I brought up some people that I thought would be good at a job, and I kind of got snarled at for it, and then not even 5 minutes later, they're like, well, does anybody have any ideas for this type of situation? And I'm like, dibs out, man. I will carry forward with what I brought up, but I'm not engaging now, and I'm supporting everybody else that did, because I was like, alrighty then, because you know what I don't know? That maybe it was personal directed at me. Maybe they just don't like me. I mean, I don't really have a solid reason why, unless it's community gossip or something and they don't like what I do, which, I mean, any of us on this journey or who are, you know, embracing our intuition or being, you know, out and about as intuitive or psychic or an empath or whatever, you know, using your magic in your own way, you are going to run into these situations, and this is something we deal with, right? It simply is. You know, I talked briefly about this, but I tried to join this group that I thought would be really good, and it just was not a fit for me whatsoever. And you don't know till you know. And the difference between the situations is that in this one, I am going to find a way, using my magic and what I'm good at, to make this better for myself. The other situation where I had to just completely walk away was because I would spend too much time supporting those that were running the group, and I don't have that kind of time. With this group, I can spend my time supporting those that are running it because this is something that does need my time and energy. And my point is with that is you can have two similar situations, and you have to handle them completely differently. Again, I'm always going to bring this back to your own self-awareness, your own, like, be confident in what you can and can't do. And that doesn't mean that you don't challenge yourself at times. And then you need to have your tools to work through that if you're feeling kind of personally attacked, is it personal? Maybe, maybe not. But does it actually matter? Because is it personal enough where you're not going to be involved in the group or you're not going to be involved in the situation? Or maybe that's not even an option. Maybe you're dealing with a crunchy work situation. Okay, so how do we take that energy and transmute it? So obviously I had a sleepless night, and that's just part of processing. You probably have some crazy dreams when this happens because you're venting out the energy because you take the energy in, right? It's in your whatever words you want to use. Like, it's in your energy field, in your body. Like, it's the energy becomes part of you until you clear it, transmute it, let it go. And we all have our tools, but what can happen is we, in the moments or after, we need to settle. We need to find a way to calm our anxiety and our stress about it so that we can transmute it, right? And it's not always easy. But it's necessary. Because if we let it get to us, we are going to have so much trouble in our world now because everything crunchy isn't even the right word for it. And so, yeah. So this morning, because I'm up early, I didn't even do my horsey chores yet because I had to deal with this situation energetically first, right? And, you know, talking to a lot of clients and friends, they're talking about being in group situations and how it's so energetically draining. And we need to come up with more tools for ourselves to reset our energy, work on doing more shielding. I mean, I had my crystals in my pockets and I was semi-prepared, but I also wanted to feel it out because I do know how to help. All you empaths, you do know how to help. First, you have to figure out the energy and how it's affecting you, and then how to move forward to do good. As an empath, that's what we want, right? We want to feel valued. We want to do good because we like the energy, feeling the energy of that. When someone's mad at us, when someone doesn't like us, when someone snaps at us, we tend to take it personally and internalize it. And what if they're snapping just because you're a safe person to snap at because they don't care what you think? Or it was a reflex action on their part. Who knows? And things might not be what they seem in that moment. And I'm not going to take this one personally because whatever. I mean, we're going to be working together for the next, what, 7, 8, 9 months? So it'll either figure itself out or it won't. And it doesn't matter if other people don't like you. You're there to do a job, and it's okay. Hang out with the people in the room you do like. And, you know, back to the person that when I was walking in, after I figured out who it was, I knew what, why. And so going forward, I'm just going to make a big effort to connect with them so they feel comfortable in the room. Because I'm also aware, I mean, in the moments, there's not much I can do about it because there was some other aspects in play that I wanted to be super cautious about. Because I'm good at these things, sometimes I get put in spots where they want me to take care of stuff. They want me to use my skills and talents and make it better for them. And I have big boundaries on that. It's my choice, not somebody else's. And so now going forward, now that I've felt this all out, now I know what it's like, I do have a strategy going forward. I'm going to bring some, I was going to say joy, but I don't know if that's quite the right word. I'm going to lighten up the energy of the room for our next meeting. That is my goal. And I'm going to try to, you know, make sure everyone feels seen, heard, and connected. And that I am stellar at, which is why I'm so good at reverend stuff, right? And my psychic cowgirl counseling. When you do a soul session with me, you are seen and heard and valued because you are. And so that's my strategy. Now, what do you do when you're actually, so walking in and I felt that, I was like, all right, so I grounded my energy and I kind of shielded myself to not let anything stick because I'm aware that everybody's got their own stuff, and it was incredibly busy at the school. There was lots of other things going on, and, you know, every single person on our planet is struggling because there's so much uncertainty, and we don't handle it well. We want to know what we know. And isn't that kind of impossible right now? It's just kind of a hot mess. And that's also just a reality. And so we have to navigate it. So, to say you're approaching a situation, say that same thing happened to you, so ground your energy immediately. Ground your energy. Feel what you're feeling in the moment. Try to let it float through. Remind yourself of why you're there. Remind yourself of what your goal or what your mission is or what you'd like to accomplish in this situation. So if it was a work situation and someone's snappy at you, it's okay. Figure out, like, what your goal is. Take some time to really sit in the energy so that you can examine what your options are. Because as an empath, you have stellar skills at figuring things out. If you're feeling attacked and you're not sure if it's your energy or somebody else's, don't forget to break the energy and zip your chakras. If you can't break the energy because it just feels awkward, just visualize or imagine you zipping your chakras and in your mind saying, is this energy actually mine? And then, like, try to wiggle a little bit or move or do something to try to shift the energy. And, you know, shifting energies of rooms is what empaths are stellar at. And you know how to do it. Ask a different question. Ask a question. Even if you know the answer to your question, ask it anyway to shift the energy of the room. So whatever the bumpy thing energy situation was, you can try and shift it. And it doesn't always work. When you're dealing with people and different energies and dynamics, sometimes you have to try several tools. And sometimes you just have to keep your mouth shut, too, and let it play out. Key is to know what you are comfortable with, honor yourself, and have self-compassion. It's okay if you get snapped at. I mean, in the moment, I was like, whoa. But at the same time, okay. Because you don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe the people that I was mentioning, they had a follow-up fight with about something. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not privy to what everybody's up to these days, nor do I want to be. That is something else that I always have to keep in mind. I'm not out and about. So when I do go out and people, I am finding it hard. I'm finding it dynamically challenging in ways that I never expected. But you know what? You can deal with this. We're not alone. Because anybody that's an empath is finding peopling hard. And you have your tools. You can do this. And make sure, though, that you are not too hard on yourself. Because, of course, you can, okay? For that, I was like, oh, man, did I come across as I was demanding that that had to be the way it was? It's not what I meant. Well, okay. And we go down that rabbit hole of second-guessing ourselves, right? All that self-doubt, all that, oh, man, what did I do to bring that on me? And it's all okay. Because you know what? You will get another chance to change the dynamic and the energy if you choose to take it. And that's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody misconstrues or misunderstands because we're crunchy. We are worried. We have stress that we are not always sure how to handle. And even though we want to, like, maybe move forward, happy, happy, joy, joy. It's just challenging. It just is. And the good part is, though, every time you solve a problem, every time you figure out a piece of your puzzle or your relationship with someone else's puzzle, you get an extra layer of confidence and strength. Strength and courage is what we're calling upon right now as empaths to navigate this world. And you will be okay. Who's your trusted people? Talk things out. I had to call someone this morning to work out part of the energy before I could do the podcast, or else I might have come on here and just ranted and raved and had a totally different kind of a show. And I know that about myself, so I do those things. Normally I would have went and stomped it off in the pasture, but, you know, it's not light enough for me to do chores before this podcast yet. Time change Sunday, that will change. I don't love time changes, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to roll with it. Tapping in, tuning into your roll with it energies, being flexible, taking things not just day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, and rolling with it, and using your tools to stay grounded, to stay solid, to stay focused, to not let someone else's stuff become your stuff. And as you know, as an empath, it's not easy. But you also know that you can do it. I know you can do it. We've been doing it. We just haven't always done it with awareness. And sometimes having a hissy fit is what needs to happen to shift the energy. Sometimes curling up on your couch with a blanket and having a nap is how we have to deal with the energy to reset it. Zoning out with a book, zoning out with a good movie, taking that walk. Exercise is good. I will be venting out my frustrations on my stair stepper today. Also, I get to do chores, so that also helps. Oh, man, I know, squirrel, a little aside. When I was feeding cows the other day, one of our senior 4-H cows, so she's a pet, right? Obviously, you walk up, you pet her. She's not intimidated by people. We have to put her in the squeeze and the alley first when we're preg checking, because chasing her doesn't happen. So normally when I go feed cows, I cut my net wrap bale strings well away from the cows because they all, you know, come and rub on the bale and get pushy, and I don't want to deal with that. They're all squishy to me, and no. As an empath, I don't want that energy. But for some reason, not sure why, I decide I could try it. I can do it out in the herd. I know. If you're thinking, seriously, girl, what? You're right. Because you know what happened? Little Miss 4-H cow, Jasmine, comes along, is in the way while I'm trying to, like, cut the net wrap and pull it off. I have to, like, pet her and push her out of the way. And then she starts rubbing on the bale, and I had parked on a little bit of a hill. Yeah, so guess what? Guess who had to chase her truck down the hill, hop in to continue my chores? Thanks, Jasmine. It's my oldest son's 4-H cow, so I had to call him and complain about his cow. He thought it was funny. He's not wrong. It was funny. Get that mental image. There I am running after the truck. I know. If I had a GoPro camera on my hat, I would have amazing videos to show you all, because foolish things happen. Did I bring it on myself? Sure did. Oh, and she's so pretty too, right? Yeah. Like, really, Jasmine? Mm-hmm. You know, when a cow named Jasmine ruins your day, that's something, I guess. You know what? I'm trying to do something a little differently. Maybe that's a sign for me to remember not to follow and do things the way other people do it. Because, of course, everybody else in my family does it that way, but they don't feel squishy when all the cows are crowding around. They're fine with it. It doesn't bother them whatsoever. But as you empaths know, feeling squishy in crowds is one of our worst challenges, right? It's hard. That's why we have the crystals in our pockets. That's why sometimes we have to wear hats in crowds to block our crown chakra and to not feel all the energies all the time. All these good tools. Often I'm wearing a hat around my house when I'm home, and I don't even people that much. That's not true. I just don't go out and people because between my clients and friends and family and everything I do, I people a lot. I just don't actually go out off my place to people as much. My choice. And I'm blessed that I can do it that way. Very blessed. So, yeah. Okay. I will also keep you posted on my strategy to connect with everybody and the people that are I can feel are feeling uncomfortable. I'm going to use my stellar empath magic to help them feel comfortable, to change the energy of the room. And you all know what I'm talking about. Let's do more of that. Let's do more of that. And when it gets to be too much, let's book a soul session and we'll talk about it and I will do some energy clearing for you as part of the soul session. Because it's crunchy and we're feeling everything from everybody and we need to transmute that into something we can actually handle, and without letting it mess with us in a way that's not helpful. So my energy clearing poll this week is all about negative energy because we're picking it up because, man, let's face it, politics are a hot mess. I'm very central and neutral on it all. I don't have big feelings about any way that it's, well, that's not true. That's not how I want to say this. I can understand everybody's point of view, and I don't always agree with how things are being handled, but I also don't know what to do about it. So I am just doing my part to make sure everybody that I help has their energy in the right place for them. Because there's obviously going to be people much more versed in the situations and smarter than I am in these situations that can do what they do best and they deal with those situations. That's not my forte. But my forte is helping all of you feel strong, feel less stressed, feel grounded, feel connected to your intuition so that you can make those choices, so that you can make the best of your life and do what you need to do to make it better. Do what you need to do to stay safe. Do what you need to do to survive, but in a way that has grace, love, and value in it. Because that's what we want, isn't it? Okay, so I have a really stellar guided imagery today to help you relieve some stress. And it's called the healing place journey because we need to have that places where we can go, even if it's only energetically. If you have an actual physical place, woohoo! I mean, I do. I have my enchanted forest, and we'll be in there later today. But if you don't, you know what? Taking a mindful meditation there is just as effective. Just as effective. Okay, I'm going to give you about 30 to 45 seconds just to shift up your energy, shake it off a little bit, and we will start the guided imagery. becoming aware of your breathing. Just notice it for a few moments. Taking these moments to gently focus on your breath. It feels right. Let's take 3 big deep breaths as deeply as possible as we begin to release and let go. Releasing and letting go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within, giving yourself the gift of these moments of mindful meditation, guided imagery to support you, as your normal, natural breathing begins occurring. Visualize or imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around. This warm, balmy breeze gently wafts around your head, your neck and shoulders, and with every breath, as this breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling, going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Cross the upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort. Down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath you take, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? Feeling supported, feeling valued, feeling secure. And with every breath taken, you feel more and more relaxed, gently easing in, feeling supported. The breeze continues circling around through your mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now, the gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through your lower back and circling around through your belly, releasing and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. This breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through feet now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relaxing. Deeply relaxed. And so, to continue becoming even more relaxed and comfortable, every breath allows you to experience an even deeper calm, a deeper sense of release. Begin to imagine a healing place. A place that could be healing. To imagine or visualize what a place like that might be like. What might it feel like? What is a place for you that simply, joyfully, safely feels like healing? I sense the mind brings forward some kind of thought about healing happens, and that somewhere there are images or feelings that begin to take shape or form. To imagine being in a healing place just as it is wanted and needed to be. With any or all of the senses, as it begins to wrap all around, what is about this place that captures your attention? How does it feel? Going to give you a few moments to soak into the energy of this place that feels healing for you. What is it that seems to be especially healing about this place? unless you're already there, find the most comfortable, most empowering spot to be in within this place of healing. Now, allow the most natural thing to happen, that all systems of the being move into a healing state. It could be emotional healing, soul healing, energy healing, whatever feels right for you in this moment. Don't overthink it. Don't second guess it. Just allow your energy to go into this healing state. And the healing place without connects with the healing state within. And a sense of healing help takes place naturally. I'm going to give you a few moments to soak that in. Drifting deeper now to saturate in this healing happens. The healing place without connects with the healing state within. Even more comfortably now, drifting deeper. The being has natural abilities to repair cuts and scrapes, to heal wounds, to wipe out our infections. Now imagine or visualize or feel, in the way that seems right, the being doing what it needs to do to release any discomfort of any kind. The natural healing systems doing good healing work. The natural healing capacities of your being now destroying anything that is not rightfully a part of feeling fine. Again, destroying anything that is not rightfully a part of a feeling fine being. Let the natural healing systems of the being do their good work in the way that makes sense. Don't overthink, don't second guess, just be. While in this healing state, the good oxygenated blood flows to all the correct places and actually brings you even more comfort. The immune system is working just the way it works best for you. Imagine or visualize or feel all that taking place now. Imagine cells healthy and strong. Imagine it, feel it, visualize it in the way that works best. Now, let your thoughts, feelings, imagination turn to courage, strength, and well-being. Let those thoughts bring forward images that mean courage, strength, and well-being. Allow the creative energy within to empower these images and bring them to life. As these images become more vibrant and alive, let them roam all through the being. Get a sense of moving them all through the mind and all around your whole being. Become aware of where these images want to most naturally reside. Let them do their good work all around and all through. Let them do their good work all around and all through. It could perhaps, might possibly be that a word or a phrase may come to mind that has meaning for this process. And that word or phrase might be a reminder that this healing work continues, whether in this healing state, the waking state, or in sleep state when sleeping at night. You've connected to this healing energy, and it's now yours. Before we wrap up this journey for today, anything else that seems important to do here and now? If so, go ahead and allow that to take place, and I will give you just a minute or two for that. As you have a few more moments soaking up the benefits of being in this healing place of yours, let rest, rejuvenating, balancing, harmony enter here as well, all around, all through, carrying through, on and on in a positive way. Soaking in that energy, preparing to come up and out of this meditation for now, feeling this experience and the fulfillment in all its totality and unity at zero to reinforce it all to the positive and now at one. Bring back the importance of this journey into your conscious, outer awake life with a deep cleansing breath in and release. And now, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud. How are you feeling? I am definitely feeling a solid energy shift in my root chakra. So safety, security, protection. Yay is all I have to say about that. Because peopling with grace, it's at times survival, right? We have to find ways to make the connections and survive all this craziness right now. So I'm going to wrap this up and go feed my horses who are summoning me right now. I can feel it. I'm going to send you all a great big hug and a blessing. And I hope the rest of your week and next week has some blessings that just surprise you and delight you. Big hugs. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com.